Shalom. Today we're going to discuss in Parashat Vayishlach a very obscure verse. Right after the abduction of Dina and the sons come and destroy Shechem, Yaakov is told by God to go to Beit El. Beit El, the place where I'm speaking to you now from. And let me just take this opportunity then to invite you to come to Beit El. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's historical and it's simply magical. So please try and come to Beit El if you can when the next time you come to Israel. Yaakov Avinu, he comes to Beit El and he makes an altar there. And then there's a verse that seems to come out of nowhere. All of a sudden it says, "V'tamad Dvora mineket Rivka v'tikaver mitachat leBeit El tachat ha'alon." The wet nurse of Rivka, her name was Dvora, she died, and she was buried in Beit El under the tree, v'yikra shmo Alon Bachut, and Yaakov called the place Alon Bachut. Now, we were never introduced to Devorah before, and yet the verse talks about her as if she's a well-known character in the Torah. Chazal tell us that this is also a hint that Rivka died at the same time, and there's really a lot to talk about that. But what we want to focus on is really who this Devorah was and how she got there. Devorah mineket Rivka, according to Rashi, was a woman who was the mineket, the wet nurse of Rivka, who stayed with Rivka all the time since when Betuel sent Rivka to marry Yitzchak, so he sent the wet nurse with her. This was Devorah, according to Rashi, and she stayed with Rivka all this time. And now Rivka sent Devorah to call Yaakov and tell him to come back. For now, it's not dangerous anymore, and he would be able to come back, for Esav isn't planning to kill him anymore. The Ramban rejects this because he says it's not likely that Rivka would have sent such an old woman to on a journey like this to deliver this message to Yaakov. So the Ramban says that either Devorah was the wet nurse of Rivka that was sent back right after Rivka got married, and she went back to Lavan's house, and she stayed there, and then when Yaakov left, he took her, or she was the woman, she was a different wet nurse. She wasn't the same wet nurse. That Rivka had more than one wet nurse. There was a wet nurse that went with Rivka when she got married, and then there was a wet nurse, Devorah, who stayed in Lavan's house. Now, the important thing for us, though, is that when Yaakov left, he took her with her. Why? Because it was a gesture of gratitude. He wanted to show that since she took care of his mother when his mother was young, he wouldn't forget that. And now that she was elderly and she needed care, Yaakov took it upon himself to take care of her. And he brought her into his family and made her like part of his family out of the gratitude for taking care of his mother. And this is a beautiful message for all of us, because in families, a lot of time there are people who aren't the actual main family, but they're au pairs and they're helpers and they're cleaning ladies and they're aunts and uncles who are very involved in the children. And the thing is that once they finish their job, we shouldn't forget them. We should always make them part of the family the same way that Yaakov made Devorah part of his family when she needed it when she was elderly. Shabbat Shalom.